Random House Audio presents The First Family Detail, Secret Service Agents Reveal the Hidden Lives of the Presidents, by Ronald Kessler. Read for you by Michael Bybee. Prologue. Chappaqua is a picturesque hamlet that recalls towns of the 1950s. Its tiny downtown center is full of mom-and-pop stores where owners greet customers by name. Here among the rolling wooded hills 35 miles north of Manhattan, Bill and Hillary Clinton bought a five-bedroom Dutch colonial home for $1.7 million in 1999. The 9,000 residents of this Westchester County town adhere to an unofficial code of conduct. When you drive past the White House on Old House Lane, don't rubberneck, slow down, or pull over to the side of the road. Protected by Secret Service agents and by a tall white security fence, sensors, and surveillance cameras, the house seems almost as secure as the White House. With one exception. A Secret Service agent recalls that when he was first assigned to guard Bill Clinton at Chappaqua, a supervisor walked him around the complex, showing him all the security posts and describing how to work each one. At the front post, where there was a guard booth, I was instructed on what to do when a visitor drives up, the agent says. Gather, collect, and maintain a picture form of ID, log them into the visitor's book, and make sure they're on the list to come in, he says. If they weren't, there's someone you could call. There's a certain protocol you go down, and it was scripted with everything you do. And as I was being instructed by the supervisor, he told me, except there's one that you don't log into the book. The blonde. Smiling, the agent asked, "What do you mean?" "Well, you'll know," the supervisor said. "She's maybe in her 40s, attractive."